This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to make the most important, excellent discussional points of the day, the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to go back a little bit. For those of you who are just joining us, we spent a few minutes in the last hour talking about the Alex Jones. I just thought about that. Alex Jones.
Adam Jones.
Oh, his name is Adam.
Him too. Yeah.
Alex Jones, very different character.
I was going to say, you talk about it different as night and day, literally and figuratively, yes. All right, so Adam Jones is the subject matter of, in baseball, people know him as a pretty good outfielder, center fielder, pretty good hitter. He's a pretty good player. So there are those, I never heard of the guy before, but there are those who argue he may be the best player on the Baltimore Orioles. So, anyway, the Orioles are playing Boston on Monday night, and there's a ruckus because there's a bunch of drunk Irishmen up in the back bleachers yelling at him and calling him the N-word and, you know, the stupid stuff that immature ignoramuses do. And I started thinking about how my father would have handled this. And my father was an orphan Irish German growing up in South Boston. Same place where many of these guys, I guarantee you, came from. And my father was not always the most tolerant guy that you would find on the planet. But one thing he did teach me, and I don't know whether it was because, I don't know whether I learned the lesson because I was afraid. I don't really know. But I see these things like this happen. Like that moron that was drunk on the plane in Tokyo yesterday. It is a fight. You see the video of that, guys?
Oh, my God. This video is the most outrageous thing.
It is. These people are nuts.
Wait, what happened? I missed
this. A physical fist fight on an airplane. Like,
over
top
the aisles.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Between two passengers?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the poor airline woman is, like, in between them trying to keep them apart. And she's this little tiny woman.
Yeah.
Didn't they ban alcohol because the Koreans drink a lot? There was another incident, right, on another Asian airline. I thought it was Korean, and they stopped serving alcohol because everyone was getting bombed and fighting.
That sounds like as much of a generalization as what I just watched through a little bit ago. Anyway,
that's why they did it, because everybody...
Point. There's two people who are in excess for whatever the reason, angry, upset, whatever. They just want to have they think it's a good time. So this plane is about to leave Narita on its way to L.A., and this guy's from L.A. He's got a red Hawaiian shirt on. He looks
one of ours, right?
He acts like a real moron. And so he's picking a fight, and nobody can figure out what the fight's about. But, you know, they're ready to go at it, man, and then they do. The flight attendant get caught up in this whole thing, and that's where the video ends. And you see this guy who got on the plane drunk. That's the first mistake. If you suspect someone, maybe there needs to be a breath. I don't know how you tell. I've been
it's
on
a blow.
But no way. You know what? I can handle a couple of glasses of wine on a long-haul flight. I don't want you testing me. I'm not going to get into a fight.
They're on the plane before it takes off. This guy got on the plane.
That's
he
true.
Was
He's
drunk.
Loaded. Yeah.
Right. All right. So anyway, the point I'm bringing this to sort of collectively bring it back into the focus of whether it's the Adam Jones thing or whether it's this guy on the plane, what happened? There's something going on in a generational sense. I made reference to my father, who I don't like fear-based thinking. You hear me say that all the time. But my father did instill in me, and I think maybe some of it came from fear, that I'd better not do stuff like that. I don't know whether my sisters always had good manners. I don't think they have good manners because they're afraid. I think they had good manners because there was one of the things that we learned. There weren't a lot of things that were consistent in our household as we grew up, but one of them was to be polite and not to be. And part of it, I remember my mother was a Sunday school teacher, and I kind of remember some of the conversations that went on. But it was just, you didn't do things that were rude, and you knew what was rude, and you knew what not to do. I don't know how we got it instilled, but we did. And none of these things that go on, well, this kind of stuff, it didn't happen, at least in the open. Did it happen when my father was a kid? Yeah. But it was off someplace. And maybe that, in part, excuses it.
Well,
I don't know.
Remember what people would say, I mean, we've all seen it, you want to step outside? We're going to take this outside.
Right.
Obviously, fighting is not new, right? This is like caveman stuff to fight.
Yeah.
But I think it was like more appropriate at the time when people would actually just like go outside and handle their business. Now, it's on an airplane.
It's everywhere.
There's just no, I mean, and it's a sign of the times. It's people who wear pajamas on airplanes. Oh, I mean, it's just the culture has just downgraded. Our behavior is bad. Our looks are bad.
Why, though? Where does it start? At home? Does it start with the culture of the media, the news media, and other media?
I hate to go back to this. It's feel how you feel. You should tell everyone how you are feeling. I mean, I know this sounds really funny and weird when you say it now, but my grandmother always was like, it really doesn't matter how you feel. Children should be seen, not heard. There was like a level of expectations that were taught to a generation of people that I don't think are being taught anymore. Now we just want to let everybody live in their feelings. And I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Of course, we all have our feelings, but do we need to spew them every 5 minutes? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been flying my whole life. My very first passport.
How are your arms? They tired?
Yeah. My first passport, I was, 2 months old, and it's me on my mom's lap in my first passport. So we flew internationally my entire childhood, and we were never allowed to wear pajamas or not be dressed appropriately. I think it does start at home.
As you describe that, that reminds me of when Megan first, and the first time I went to England, Megan was about 2 or 3 months old, and she sat in my lap. I hadn't thought about that for a long time, Victoria. Thank you for bringing that memory.
You don't.
But you know, I'll tell you one thing. I have never met I am proud of all of you because you're a generation removed from me. But as I think about my children, anybody who meets my children will tell you, they are, especially my son, above all, he is very polite.
He's very,
very
kind.
Respectful. Mm-hmm. He's kind, whatever it is. And Megan's that way, too. But not so much. It's a different flavor. And I listen to the three of you. I think Kara has had a very good upbringing. I love the way you all talk about your parents. I know Jennifer like she was my own, so it isn't new to me to hear her relationship stories with her mother or father or whatever it is. But when I hear Victoria and Kara, I think to myself, is this unusual? Or is it that most people are really good still and thoughtful and mindful and respectful, and we just have so much crap that comes from the news media to distort things? And are we not, you know, give me a break on this stuff. I'm just good at picking people, at picking good people, and or there is not as much bad stuff out there as the news media would want to have you think. Although
people are generally good,
stuff gets played up. I know, but look at the attention that's been given. Look at the place. I go back to the Jones thing in Boston and what that did to the news media all day yesterday. And then I look at the story of this fist fight on the plane. You'd think that, you know, we were going to war with Japan. You look at the ink that it takes. I'm looking at the front page of one of the New York papers. And here is Trump and story about Hannity and floods. And this, you look at this story of the guy on the plane, and then there's Hillary, which, by the way, is kind of, have you seen, she's selling this book. Is the book written already? By the way, I'm not sure what
the way it sounded in her interview was that she's writing it now.
Okay. She's on her way to the win, and if the election had been the week before, I'd be your president. Hillary, the election wasn't the week before, and you're not the president. I know, but that's why it's done. It's over. What do you keep going back to the well for? Unless you're just trying to sell a book.
And it's hard to say that she's right or wrong. You know, we don't know. That's just it.
Well, you can say that about anybody.
Practice makes perfect. Before we move on from this, I was listening. It was so funny how you hear so many different stories when you're sitting in the hospital for many, many hours.
Yeah,
and you hear people coming in and out. And, of course, some of the only things you can do to entertain yourself are listening. And I was listening to this kid who was very cute, sounded very well-behaved and very precocious. She was talking to the doctor. And she asked the doctor if he was Dr. Phil. Which caught my attention. And so of course the doctor gets a big kick out of it and says, no, I'm not Dr. Phil. I mean, the doctor doesn't even look like Dr. Phil.
But I don't want Dr. Phil laying a hand on me.
So the doctor said, well, it's almost summertime. Are you going on vacation? And she said, yes, we're going to, I can't remember, Florida or wherever they were going. And so, wow, that's a big trip. And she goes, I travel all the time. So then I hear the mother say, look, we try to do, even if it costs us some money, we try to save up all year because we want a kid who knows how to travel.
Yep.
And we've been doing it since she was six. She said, we didn't waste the money doing it before because she wouldn't remember it. But from now on, we're trying to do a trip a year because we want to make her world, we want to get her worldly. We want to get her to know how to behave on flights and how to travel. Yeah. And I thought,
what a
good parent. I mean, here's a parent who saves up all years to give their kids that experience. And it was kind of a cool
thing. That's great. I love that. And travel is such a wonderful education, too. Yeah. You know, being immersed in different cultures, you can't buy that in a textbook.
You cannot. Experience, it is what the best teacher is. So let's just cancel all the schools and just have everybody learn from experience. How about that? Ooh, that's an interesting idea. So that's a lot of money. Mother's Day is next Sunday, not this Sunday. I always have to explain. This Sunday is this Sunday, this coming Sunday. Next Sunday is the 14th. So this Sunday is the 7th, and next Sunday is the 14th. Are we on firm ground so far?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's okay, right? Okay.
So far, so good.
So from that premise, we think about what we're doing for Mother's Day, or maybe for your wife, whatever the mom figure is that you're dealing with. If you have a mom, and who doesn't want to love their mother, we have that 9-month experience in the womb. It's called mothering. So show your mom you really appreciate her with the best. B-E-S-T, best, berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV, and order some Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped chocolate strawberries. No, the strawberries are not dipped. Wait a minute. Let's do this right. It's not chocolate dipped in strawberries. It's strawberries dipped in.
Having a hard time. What's strawberries dipped in chocolate.
Yes, that's what we're talking about here.
And they're delicious.
They are delicious. $19.99 plus shipping. Right now you can double the order for $10 more. Select the delivery date when you go online right now to berries.com, and you will get the yummy, yummy, yummy good stuff for your tummy. If your mom's really sweet, and I know she is, she's going to share these berries with you. So this is about you and your mom, right? The only way to get this amazing berry deal right now, starting at $19.99, is to visit berries.com, berries.com. Use the code DJV. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Use the code DJV. When you click, you get. The amazing deal doesn't last, I think, through the end of this week, so work on it. Mother's Day, order now at berries.com.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm trying to remember the first song I heard. It was the fall of 1963. This is one of those vivid memories. My father was in the clothing business, and we used to, all of us, my sisters and I, worked with him. One of the things he did was create blazers for private schools. And we had something in the basement. We had a screening room in the basement. And we'd apply the logo of the schools to the lapel or to the pocket. And then it would get stitched on. And so I was down in the cellar. It was October something or other. And this song came on the radio. I had never heard the Beatles before. And it was She Loves You. And I Want to Hold Your Hand. And Please Please Me. And all that stuff. It came almost instantaneously. And so is that. And I fell in love with the Beatles music the first time I heard the first song. There's something about these chords. Listen to how simple the chords are. Crank it up again. Listen to how simple that is. All right, so in recognition of the attention, that part of it's great too, the way they play the guitar at the end. The attention the Beatles continue to get, because they are the Fab Four, after all, they are the greatest musical influence of all time. I can say that, I think, without hesitation. And I'm sort of surprised. For some reason or other, I thought that Sirius had a channel that was devoted to the Beatles. I was shocked to find out that they didn't. There's an Elvis channel, there's a Bruce channel. There's a lot of the performers have their own channels. Frank Sinatra.
Jimmy Buffett channel.
Yeah, there's a Willie Nelson channel, isn't there?
Yeah. So the Beatles channel will launch on the 18th at 9:09 a.m., which is because of this song. You can crank this up a little bit. Let it be. There's going to be a weekday morning show, which was part of this thing. A lot of these channels have live jocks. And so there will be a live post on the morning show on the Beatles channel. And lots of interviews, as you can imagine. And the material that they have for this goes on and on and on and on and on. My God. Here's another one.
They have a request line, too.
Are they really?
Well, there's lots of requests.
Requesting this. Here we go. Crank it up, Kara. Send all my love to you. As you can imagine, Ringo and Paul are all over this, and you can be sure they'll be all over it when they turn it on. McCartney said yesterday, I still remember the thrill of when we first heard our music on the radio, but I don't think any of us would have imagined what we have now, and that is our own Beatles radio channel. Ringo said, this is great news. Now you can listen to the Beatles anytime, any place. Peace and love, he always says that. So the channel is going to play a new stereo mix of Sgt. Pepper on the 1st of June. That's the 50th anniversary of the release of that album.
Love that album. So good.
Yeah. Dubbed Pepper Day. Commentary from the late George Martin and his son Giles Martin, who were able to put the mixes together for the new Sgt. Pepper special edition. George Martin, in many ways, was responsible for the way this thing, all these songs came out. This especially, because in Eleanor Rigby, it was very, very prominent that George Martin had gotten involved. Good, 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 good. Sirius XM, Beatles Channel, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's best to get your dog or cat used to bath time when they're young. However, older dogs can become adjusted to the bathing experience also. Of course, don't just toss your dog or cat into the water and expect them to enjoy it. Take the time to gradually adjust them to the experience. First, decide which sink or tub you're going to use. Then, this is really important, place a non-skid rubber mat on the bottom. The first few times, just put the dog or cat in the tub or in the sink with a treat, no water at all. After they're comfortable in there for a couple of minutes eating their treat, the next day, put in maybe a half inch of water, warm water that is, and gradually increase the water while you're massaging the dog a little bit every single time. Also, with the spray attachment, very often the dog or cat is fine in the tub or the sink, but when you use that spray attachment, it freaks them out. It's not a bad idea to get them used to that spray attachment. Maybe spray it just before you give them a treat, or spray it before you give them food, so they have a positive association. Let's face it, your dog and cats want to be clean too. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, he won't let weeds invade his backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's Weed Grip formula is twice as effective on dandelions as it used to be. So Bill can clear out weeds, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, 34 after the hour. Welcome back to the conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV Experience. You can follow it on Twitter if you'd like. Also, Facebook.com/DJV and all of us at DJV Show at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. So I didn't get through my list of people in the news. What I found interesting, you know, there's already a lot of speculation as to who will run for president in 2020 on either or both sides.
Ugh.
I know.
I can't. It's like, oh, my God, please.
Yep. I know.
It's just, the last one went on, it started way too early. It went on too long.
It was on and on and on and on.
I can't. Yep. I just can't.
So Michael Moore says that the best hope, Michael Moore, we all know who Michael Moore, I don't have to explain him, right? Michael Moore. Progressive thinker, so he thinks. He's a guy that stirs the pot. Some of the stuff he does, I like him sometimes. Sometimes I think he's a nut bird. But anyway, yesterday he said that the way for the Democrats to win in 2020 is to make sure that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is their candidate.
Too bad for them. The Rock is a Republican.
I would think he would be every bit a Republican.
He is a Republican, right. And he doesn't really make it a secret.
No, he doesn't make it a secret at all. So whether or not it's a good idea, you see a lot of people on the Democrat side who are looking for celebrity as well.
Well, there you go. They're right, though. That's how you get him to win. If he somehow runs as a Democrat, then all the Republicans will be behind him, too, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe
they just have to figure out the way to make that work.
Yeah. I'll give, you know what? I'm going to give the Democrats a freebie right now. Are you ready for this?
Ready for this. Yeah, okay, Jennifer.
This has little to do with the candidate they run and more to do with the fact that they have to do two things. One, they have to make it seem like anybody can win and that it's not a coronation ceremony. That was a big problem with the DNC, is that the Bernie people didn't show up to vote for Hillary in large numbers because they were ticked that Hillary was the one that was sort of handed the crown. Mm-hmm. But the bigger piece, the Democrats need to make themselves the party of the middle class again. They've become the party of the elitist and the poor, and they left the middle class behind. So you had a New York billionaire seeming more relatable to middle America than the Democratic Party, where this used to be their jam.
You're 100 million percent correct. 100 million percent.
He doesn't need the Rock. You just need to fix that.
Mm-hmm. You could not be more correct. Yeah, and I hope that people in charge are listening.
Me too.
Thanks to my Republican friend Jennifer. She's right.
So, speaking of that, Joe Piscopo, who is
our friend, right?
Interesting, yeah. Character actor turned radio talk host turned author, and now he wants to be a politician. Supposedly, he's announcing on his program in New York today that he will run for the governor's slot opening up in New Jersey. He actually lives in New Jersey. He has lived in New Jersey, I think, most of his life. And feels that he has what it takes. I don't know what it means. What does he have? I have never, I don't think, I say this advisedly, Jennifer, I don't think I've ever heard him on the air necessarily. We've seen him at so many events. No. Do you like him on the air? Has he been on with you, hasn't he?
No, I've worked with his son many times. I have not. Well, actually, I did a couple of call-ins to Joe Piscopo's show. And I've heard him many times. My friend produces his show. I think that Joe does a good job. I think that he was turned to be a little more
comfortable to me.
He's very funny, he definitely would rather talk about the everyday, I think, than he's delving deep into the issues.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He sees an opportunity for someone to take a governor's slot. I mean, he's a Republican now, and the Republicans are going to have a tough fight because Chris Christie's not so popular. I mean, so this is easy for
the
Democrats.
He's not popular because he was a Republican. He was not popular because he kind of screwed things up.
Oh, no, but that kind of ruins, I think, it's a tick against whoever might be running on the Republican ticket. So Piscopo, from what I've heard, he was the reason he's running as an independent is because he wanted to take the extra months. You had to, as a Democrat or Republican, you had to declare your candidacy a few months ago. And an independent has to do it, I think, in June. That's their deadline. So he's going to go into the race as an independent so that he got more time on his radio show, essentially.
Right. That's nothing wrong with that. So, anyway, I thought that was interesting.
I think he does. Now, I hadn't heard if he was going to do it or not, so we think it's a go, huh?
I think it's a go, yeah.
Yeah.
Other names in the news, once again today, almost every day, there's something about Ivanka Trump. We're talking about Hillary and her new book. So Ivanka has a new book out. She wrote, I think, wasn't the book the Trump Card, something she did
a
number of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so this new book is called Women Who Work, Rewriting the Rules for Success. Advice for women on advancing in the workplace, balancing family and professional life, seeking personal fulfillment. So how will it do? Victoria, is this going to sell?
I think this is going to do very well. I mean, I think she announced this a little over a year ago.
It's out now.
Yeah, I think that any reasonable woman, whether you like her father or not, you know, there's something you can learn from this girl. And, you know, she's been, let's just say, if her father wasn't in charge of the businesses that she's been working in, she probably wouldn't have had the high-level access that she's had. But
But no, but let me finish.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that's a valuable asset, that because at such a young age she was privy. It's like Jennifer working with her dad at such a young age. Jennifer was exposed to things that could that other women can learn from and benefit from. So I think that this, to me, this is, I think she has a lot of valuable experience that most girls at 35 don't have. So I think that, you know, if you're in business and you're a female and you want to balance work and life and career, I think this should be a great book to read.
Well, I think one of the things that happens, and we still have the problem, whether we think we're really advanced, I was just reading a note about what happened. If you go back to 1920, on this date, the first woman smoked a cigarette in public. Okay.
That's a really weird thing.
It is. Right? You know, you think about that stuff and what happened, women's independence movement, women got the right to vote in the 1920s, and we think that we have leveled the playing field. But I don't think we really have. I think there's far too much prejudice aimed at women. They don't get paid the same as men do in most or many circumstances, too many circumstances. And you know, the amount of focus on women in the workplace now, balancing, as the book suggests, what to do, how to raise your family, that sort of thing. I'm close to somebody who came from a business family. She was the only daughter in the family, and she was the youngest person in the family.
Right.
And under the circumstances, she and all of her family worked for the family business. And I believe, and I don't think I've ever said this to her, or I may have, I think from what I know of her and how she thinks, because she's helped me a lot in my business, businesses, she could have run the business better than the rest of the people in her family. Her father started the business. She could have, if she was with him a lot, learned from him. But I think she had the ability to run the business better than, and I don't say that because I'm close to her. I just tell you that she has most of the ingredients. And I know that she's going to now say to me, most of the ingredients. I can hear that going back. No, just the aptitude, the ability to see stuff and, you know, and figure out how to turn the corner. And a lot of times just, but she never would have gotten that way. Her father died and the brothers, one of the older brother took it over and it wasn't in the cards. But there are plenty of people that I know and that you know who are business owners. Jennifer runs the company that she and her father have. Her father may have the stamp of approval, but Jennifer, make no mistake about it, runs the company. And the company is better run because her father is like me, in a manner of speaking, a little old school, and some of the things that you need to do to compete today have to have a fresh approach. And because Jennifer is on this program, she does another program, she sees how things are with that mindset and takes it with her to the office to run the other business. So I use that as an example, and there are all kinds of examples. Ivanka got me, when you said what you did, Victoria, it just sort of popped something in my mind about women in business and how there still is this extraordinary disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
So Ivanka writes this book, and it's a big thing because she's a Trump. The book would have as much value if her last name was McGillicuddy, except that she wouldn't get the attention, which is disrespectful because her name was McGillicuddy and not Trump. And so there's a lot. I think this would probably be a pretty good book. I think I'd pass on the Hillary book, but I think this would be a good book.
I think like Jennifer, who's been around, I think, what were you, 13, Jen, when you were kind of hanging out around the business?
12, but who's counting?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you got a 10-year head start on every other girl that you went to school with, let's just say, you know? So, and Ivanka is probably very similar in that sense. So I think that there's a lot of value there, and it's, you know, not political at all. And I mean, I certainly didn't vote for her father, but I think that she has valuable insight. I've heard him say on numerous occasions, way before he went into the political realm, that she is that she is really the one who turned his hotel business around, that she's the one who ran and got the Soho Hotel off the ground here in New York, which is a huge attraction for a lot of celebrities. So I think that there's a whole lot to learn from Ivanka.
Right.
Plus, she's a mother of three.
I have to say with this nepotism stuff, you know, a lot of people who are critical of the president are critical that he wants his daughter to work so closely with him. But what I would tell you is everybody has their own plight in life, but working for your family, in most cases, I mean, we all know the guy who just is working for his dad's business because he can't get a job anywhere else. But when you are a successful person working for a family business, there is no harder task. I mean, because you have to outwork everybody else, because there's already that stigma that you're the boss's daughter or you're the boss's whatever, and so you already have to outwork everyone else. And then you have personal connections. You know, you have personal elements that are related to the job. You have passions. It's not like you go home and leave the job behind. And I think it's really short-sighted when people say, well, it's her dad's business, or they try to discount her because she's worked in her family business. I think that's really, really off the mark.
Yep, I agree. And she's not there because she can't work anywhere else. No. I might say that about one of the other sons, which I've heard, but that is definitely not why Ivanka's there. So, yeah, I totally agree with you, Jen. There is definitely, you're already a woman. That's puts you at a discount. And then you have to overcome the nepotism claim. So I give her kudos.
This girl is a woman now. All right, Biff and Biff, let's get to the sports news. Let's do the Bengals.
Wait, didn't we already do that? No.
What, sports news? No, we just did the guy from Boston. Don't get me started on that again. No, this is a draft pick. This is controversial. Why? What's the problem? Cincinnati Bengals fans say they're going to boycott games because of Joe Mixon. What's the problem? He's the guy that punched
Here we go.
He's the one who punched the girl in the face, right?
Well, yeah, this is it. You put the story in a nutshell. So a local TV station's editorial board is urging Cincinnati Bengals fans to boycott games after the team drafted.
By the way, I guarantee you it's not the television station that's carrying the Bengals.
Well, you know, it's probably right. Yeah. University of Oklahoma player Joe Mixon, who, as you just mentioned, Dougie, was caught on camera punching another female student in the face. And not just a little love punch either. This is one that actually fractured four of her facial bones. He entered a plea for the assault charges that allowed him to maintain his innocence. He was sentenced to a year of probation and was suspended from the Sooners football team for 1 year. Despite the scandal, the Bengals still wanted him. They selected him in the second round. In an online op-ed, WCPO's editorial board, separate from its news gathering arm, of course, said, "It's time we as fans tried to teach this team a lesson." It's more than just the team, though, guys. I think this is a greater lesson about sports,
This is Cincinnati. Having worked there for 2 years doing the afternoon show WCKY at the same years I had started doing this program in the late 80s, this city is like an island unto itself. One of the most backward places I've ever been in my life. If they could build a wall around the city and keep everybody out, they would.
It's just a testament to what football is. I mean, what football and sports have become. We protect all of these athletes because they're athletes, and somehow that gives them a magical pass.
Yeah, you know? I think you're right.
Well, and there were at least five other players that we know of who have been accused of physical or sexual assault who were also drafted this year.
Drafted.
It's not just the Bengals.
No.
But, you know, the thing is that kind of annoys me about this story. The coach said, yeah, what we saw on tape was horrible, but, you know, this is his chance to move forward. That's literally what the coach of the Bengals said. That's almost verbatim.
10 minutes before the hour in the DJV show.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Golbon pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Golbon has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Golbon with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Listen to your dog and your cat and all of your pets, in fact, because they'll be talking with Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame, author, psychiatrist. I think, Warren, you always say you're more of a psychiatrist to the owners of the dogs and cats, the pets, than you are to the pets. Some people think you have to work the pet over, but it's usually the owner that needs working over, right?
Absolutely.
All right. There's a focus on people liking smaller dogs that I want to talk about. Plus, how do you speak to your dog? How do you train your dog so your dog actually listens? Let's see what Warren has to say about that in just a moment here.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for snowy weekends stuck inside, playdates in the yard outside, and every holiday you're lucky enough to spend with friends and family.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. Check him out at petshow.com. So this trend towards smaller dogs, why and how?
You know, it kind of caught me off guard, too, because 64% of North Americans own pets. And out of that 64%, 54% own dogs that are under 25 pounds. And of that 50-some-odd percent, 30% own dogs that are under 9 pounds. So there's a big trend towards smaller dogs. And I don't know exactly why that is. Maybe it may be the fact that people are traveling more with their dogs, spending more time with their dogs. There are certain conveniences of having a smaller dog over a larger dog. And I think, you know what, I think it's a nurturing factor, too. Listen, I nurture whatever moves, okay? But the bottom line is a lot of people find it easier to nurture a smaller dog, you know, something they can pick up and cuddle and hold than a larger dog. So that may be part of it, too, because a lot of parents who are kids are off at college or their kids are all grown up and married on their own are now kind of in the need for nurture. And I guess a small dog is a little bit easier than nurture. Not for me. I like the bigger the better. But for some people, the small dogs are a little easier than nurture.
Yeah. All right. So there's an online course that I ran across entitled How to Speak So Your Dogs Will Listen. If you have a problem with your dog, the behavioral, the aggression that some have, some have hyperactivity, some of them are anxious about things. I find it's mostly the humans who are responsible for that. The dog is going to reflect whatever the humans do. Yes, sir.
There's no doubt about it, but it's also the way people speak. For example, in the wild, the tones are so important. So when someone comes home and they're speaking, especially around children, the children are really excited and they're animated, the dog picks up on that. Here's what I do. I spend at least 10 to 15 minutes every single day. Now, this may sound a little crazy, Doug, and you know, I would never sound crazy, but at least 10 to 15 minutes every day sitting down, talking to my dogs, just the way I'm talking to you right now. I'll talk politics, I'll talk religion, I'll talk whatever I want. And the more conversation, when I was studying in Europe, the more conversations you have with your pet, the more their vocabulary is better, and they understand the tone. So, for example, if you say to your dog, "What a good dog," the dog's still going to think you're yelling at him. But if you said, "What a bad dog," it's the same thing. So the tone of voice is really important when you're trying to relay information or start a conversation with your dog, or your cat for that matter, Doug, or a cow.
I don't think I ever. I yelled at Charlotte, I think, twice in her life when she started a fight once with Frankie and started a fight with somebody else. She was very much the alpha dog. And
she was in trouble. But yeah, it's the most important thing is talk calmly to your dog, talk calmly to your cat. The calmer you are, the more you talk to them, the better the relationship will be. It's really that easy.
She tuned into everything and all of my moods, but my favorite word with her wasn't English. It was Urubuda. She was the Urubuda dog, and she knew what Urubuda meant. She was an Urubuda.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.